Market players are following the news of President Trump's health and on renewed prospects for major federal spending to boost the pandemic-battered economy. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Airlines are furloughing about 30,000 employees as so many wait for signs of progress on a new coronavirus relief package from Washington. Congressional leaders and the White House are pressing for a deal with President Trump sick with COVID-19. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is, in her words, making progress on another coronavirus relief bill. She spoke yesterday on CBS. She had a message specifically for airlines telling them, quote, don't fire people. You know that relief is on the way. Pelosi issued a statement Friday saying the House would either enact a standalone bill for airlines or fold airline aid into an overall relief package, but that separate bill was blocked on the House floor, so never got a vote. Airlines started furloughing workers after a provision in the last relief bill giving them aid if they kept their employees expired October 1st. President Trump called on Congress to pass a bill in a tweet over the weekend from the hospital, saying they should, quote, work together and get it done. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Stock index futures are up about 2.5 hours here before the opening bell. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.5% each. The NASDAQ futures up 0.9%. The Regal chain of movie theaters in the U.S. is closing up all 543 of its venues. The word is temporarily, but there are no plans to reopen soon given COVID. Regal's parent company, Cineworld, is also doing the same in Britain. A combined 45,000 jobs are now at permanent risk. Here's the BBC's Dominic O'Connell on a downward spiral in the movie business.
Companies said that pandemic-related restrictions meant screens had to stay closed in key US markets, in particular New York. This meant that studios were reluctant to release new films. The debut of the new James Bond film, No Time to Die, was postponed for a second time last week. This had left Cineworld without the strong commercial films necessary for people to consider coming back to theatres against the backdrop of COVID-19. It did not give a date for when its cinemas were likely to reopen.
Dominic O'Connell is with our editorial partner at the BBC.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to less developed and middle-income countries that don't have the cash at the ready to line up coronavirus vaccine if and when safe and effective ones get approved. The World Bank has gone to its board for final approval for billions of dollars to help countries lock in vaccine contracts. It's about how money talks when it comes to securing something in high demand. Just one of the many hurdles that have to be surmounted in distributing vaccines everywhere on Earth. I spoke to the president of the World Bank, David Malpass. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Nice to be on.
So this request for $12 billion, what is the problem that money would try to fix?
The developing countries, and especially the poorest ones, simply don't have resources to put in a marker. And so up to $12 billion is a signal to the pharmaceutical manufacturers that there's going to be a big demand and that there's financing for it, and that the countries will be looking for a safe vaccine. And so it fills that void that would otherwise be there.
Now, this is, let me try an analogy on you. I hope it's not crass. It's a bit like when people are bidding on a new home. People with cash in hand might find their bid more likely to be accepted. The World Bank is trying to give countries the money to be able to be taken seriously when it comes to getting their dibs in for these vaccines.
That's right. To be clear, the financing wouldn't move to the country until they've established what it is they want to buy and from whom. Countries will be explaining and thinking through the actual vaccination program that they're going to have. That might involve refrigeration, for example. But unless there's some credibility in the money available to them, then the manufacturers might not think that audience is as important as somebody in an advanced economy.
Almost tugging in the other direction, though, is this challenge of what some call vaccine nationalism. Richer countries will serve their own populations first, especially countries that invested in the creation of the vaccines. Yet, as you point out, well, a different way of saying what you just said is that public health experts keep telling us that no one is really safe from coronavirus unless everyone everywhere is safe.
I think there's going to be different parts of that point that you're making. In India, they have very good manufacturing capabilities, and China also has capabilities, and Europe and North America, Japan have capabilities. And so some large parts of the global population will, to an extent, be able to take care of people in their countries and then have some left over. That's what we're trying to seek with market buying capacity. I think it won't take that big a price to get manufacturers to say, yeah, we can make extra. And if it goes to a good cause, we're for it.
David Malpass is president of the World Bank. You may also remember him as former Undersecretary of the Treasury for International Affairs earlier in the Trump administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
If we get a coronavirus vaccine that works, another Manhattan Project is indeed getting it to people. Distribution involves these colossal logistical and ethical issues, which we're covering on the Marketplace Morning Report from multiple angles. We're calling our coverage Fast Track, the grand challenge of vaccinating the world against COVID-19. Marketplace.org has a link if you're interested in our other coverage on this. Teachers and professors, it may be a resource for your classes as well. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.